KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Amador County Public Health has confirmed 49 new cases of COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update. The new cases include two children under the age of 18, 27 aged 18 to 49, 9 aged 50 to 64, and 11 over 65. Now, these cases are linked to several congregate living site outbreaks, transmission among family and household, travel, small gatherings, and community transmission. While Amador remains in the red tier on California's blueprint for a safer economy, the county would move into the purple, more restrictive tier if the local case rate continues to increase. The state assigns tier status, looking at 1 week of case episodes, and this data reflects a 7-day lag. As cases increase and hospital capacity concerns increase statewide, precautions and prevention measures are more important than ever. Remember, individuals' actions affect a whole community. Practice consistent prevention measures to help limit the spread of COVID-19. Total cases in Amador to date, 494. Total hospitalized, 8 cases. Total confirmed COVID-19 deaths to date, 15. Total active cases currently, 64. Total cases released from isolation to date, 415.
Well, the number of people infected with the coronavirus continues to climb in Calaveras County. Public health confirmed 48 additional cases of COVID-19 involving 34 women and 14 men. Now, here's the breakdown of the cases by gender and age. 2 females, 1 male, under 17. 11 females and 4 males, 18 to 49. 10 females, 3 males, between 50 and 64 years of age. And 11 females, 6 males, over 65. Now, the surge in cases on Monday pushed the county to the purple tier, the widespread risk level, the state's most restrictive tier. The county's current tally is 498 confirmed cases, with 401 since recovered, 22 deaths related to COVID or corona. Now, regarding active cases, the county has 75, the most active cases it's had at one time since back in July when they registered 54. Calaveras also under a state curfew, not statewide. Only purple tier areas involved. Back on November 21st, a month-long curfew went into effect for purple tier counties, requiring all non-essential work and activities to stop between 10 in the evening and 5 in the morning.
And meeting last night, the Ione City Council rejected a request from the City of Jackson to join them in a program to provide safe parking for homeless. They also appointed a new city manager. The council first heard a request from Jackson City Manager Yvonne Kimball stating that the City of Jackson was considering designating a public parking lot to provide a safe area for unhoused people to park and stay, and asked if Ione would also consider such a program. The idea met with a cold reception from both council members and Ione residents, all of whom spoke out against the idea. In fact, Mayor Diane Ratten limited public comments due to their repetitive nature and asked if anyone would speak in favor of the idea, getting no takers. The council also voted last night to designate Lori McGraw as interim city manager. The current manager, John Hankin, has retired at the end of the year and is using vacation time until then. McGraw, who previously worked for the city as finance director, will now serve as a combined city manager finance director. The council will evaluate the arrangement in April to see if McGraw is handling the combined workload. And finally, the council discussed options with regard to the city treasurer. The position is now vacant as no candidate ran for the office in the November election. The council plans on appointing a treasurer and is considering options in the future, such as making the position no longer an elected one.
As holiday lights go up, PG&E reminds customers, use energy-efficient bulbs, which are the safest option and can help you save money. Holidays are a great time to remind our customers about how to practice holiday light safety. First and foremost, be aware of your surroundings to avoid electric hazards, said Aaron August, PG&E VP of Business Development and Customer Engagement. He went on to say, second, LED lights are a great way to save energy and money on your bill this time of year. Well, according to Pacific Gas and Electric, LED lights are 75% more energy efficient, last up to 25 times longer than traditional incandescent lights. LEDs are shatterproof and shock resistant and produce almost no heat, greatly reducing the risk of fire. PG&E reminds customers, periodically check your lights and decorations throughout the season. Ensure they continue to operate safely. For a full list of PG&E holiday safety and energy saving tips, visit them online, pge.com.
And the return of high school sports in California, which was expected next week with the first football practices of the coronavirus-altered season, has been pushed back to next month and possibly later as officials await additional guidance from the state. In a statement released yesterday, the California Interscholastic Federation, the state's governing body for high school athletes, said it made the latest adjustment because the California Department of Public Health has, quote, postponed the issuance of its update to youth sports guidance. And thus, all full practice and competition start dates are officially on hold until updated guidance is issued, end quote. The Federation said it does not expect the California Department of Public Health to issue any guidance allowing for schools to return to full practice and competition until after January 21st of 2021 at the earliest. The postponement will be in effect until new guidance from the state is released. In July, the CIF had compressed the normal three prep sports seasons, fall, winter, and spring, into two, with the normal fall sports scheduled as season one to resume competition the first week in January. The CIF also announced Tuesday that all season one sports would not have Northern California or state championship games. An updated schedule for season two is expected to be issued later in January.
Well, smoke visible in parts of Calaveras and Amador County today, and will be over the next 4 days. The Winton Shad Veg Management Fuel Reduction Project, scheduled to run through Friday east of West Point, north of Wilseyville near Winton Road. The burn is designed to strategically reduce forest fuel in the upcountry area. Now, CAL FIRE reports there will be a mix of engines, crews, and cooperating agencies on scene. Burning is scheduled to run daily through Friday, 10 to 5, depending on weather.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.